Hello, beauty bosses. Welcome to the Beauty Boss Essentials Podcast. This series offers tips and training to direct sellers, affiliate, and network marketers.
Hear real life stories and tips from the top. We will cover trending topics from beauty to business.
We are your hosts, Emily
and Matt Stevens,
National Avon Top Leader, Independent Sales Representative, and Beauty Blogger. For more tips, visit beautybossessentials.com and subscribe to see the newest training for your beauty business. Welcome back, beauty bosses. I hope you guys are having a wonderful summer. We just got back from our summer vacation. We went back home to Indiana, where Matt is from, and got to see all of his family up there and spent the day in Chicago, in the city. I love that city. We had a great time.
Yeah, it's always great to go back home, see my mom, my grandma, family, and my friends. It's where I grew up. It's hard to believe that, you know, we've almost been in South Carolina as long as I grew up in Indiana. So that's a little weird to think about, but honestly, Indiana will always be home to me, especially Northwest Indiana. So if you're ever around that area, or if you're listening from that area, shout out to y'all. I love it. I love Indiana. So being 30 minutes from Chicago was awesome growing up there, and just being there was never, you never ran out of things to do.
Absolutely. Shout out to the region. It was a great time. We always have to stop at Buc-ee's on the way. There is a new one in, what, Richmond, Alabama?
Richmond, Kentucky.
Kentucky. My goodness. Alabama is south. What am I thinking?
There's one we stop at in Alabama on our way to Orange Beach.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
So that's what I think, that's what you're thinking of.
The new one in Richmond, Kentucky. And this, and the, on the way home, the kids got to take a picture with the mascot, Buc-ee. Yeah, so that was kind of fun. Funny story, speaking of spending the day in Chicago, Matt and I's first official date was in the city of Chicago. It was a really cool day. But, okay, me growing up in Florida near the beach, a large body of water to me is like ocean, beach, you know? So here we are driving into the city and we're going down Lakeshore Drive,
yep.
Right? And I look out to my right at this beautiful body of water. There's these amazing boats in the water, people on jet skis and all the things. And I look to Matt, you know, again, first date, making a good impression here. And I ask, what ocean is that?
Hey, you just called yourself out. I wasn't going to say anything about it. You just called yourself out. Listen, we were both nervous. I get it. I understand. I just think it was funny that you kind of made the first goof up in on that date. So typically it's the guy, right? Like, you know, you get your coat stuck in the, you know, car door, you know, letting your girlfriend in. You know, you have these, usually it always happens to the guys, but that was pretty funny. Me, of course, being our first date, you know, I don't really know how to react. So it's like,
you didn't like make me feel bad.
Yeah, but I didn't want to make you feel bad.
Oh my gosh.
But I wanted to laugh, but I couldn't laugh. I wanted to kind of be like, haha, but you know, I couldn't do that either. So
for the record, it was Lake Michigan. Michigan. There's no ocean near Indiana.
Listen, for those of you that are around there or any of the Great Lakes, when a lot of people, when they think of a lake, they think you can see the other side, right?
Exactly. Like
you can see the shore. You can,
and there aren't crashing waves like that. And it looked like an ocean. Yeah, am I right? And
when you're right. I mean, I can understand it, but you're in the middle of the United
you're
States.
You're landlocked, honey.
So,
you're landlocked.
So I get it. I mean, because when you're out on Lake Michigan and you look out on Lake Michigan, you're not seeing the other side. So,
well, I'm just glad I've been able to provide humor, you know, for all these years.
And we have a picture. I don't know if we've posted it on the page or not, but we do have a picture of our first date where we took an original selfie.
I know, back when, with an actual camera.
With an actual camera that we had to develop. That you had to, like, turn around and face you, and you just had to hope that you did it
hope
right.
And pray.
And that it was going to turn out all right. And you also blinded yourself in the process. So, you know.
That's a good idea. We'll post that, the Beauty Boss Essentials podcast Instagram page and Facebook page, so you guys can see.
Yeah, for
first
sure.
First date.
We were so
Chicago.
Young.
You were so young.
I looked a lot different. I was
we
a
were
little,
babies.
I was thinner.
I'm glad you didn't give me crickets in the car.
Yeah.
So when you guys are talking about your business on social media, do you ever feel like you're getting crickets from your audience? You feel like you're posting every day, you're trying to be super consistent, you're showing up with your products, your brand, and you're just not getting anywhere, and you feel like you're not making a difference. So is that your signal to stop? No. The answer is no. The time to quit is never. People are watching you. I promise they are. And in fact, people looking at you, you're inspiring those people who maybe are pretending not to see you. But the more you show up as yourself consistently with your product, talking about your brand and giving tips out there and showing people how to use your products, they are getting interested. They're warming up to you and what you have to offer as they continue to get to know you when you're being you and your authentic self. And like I tell my team all the time when they come to me kind of frustrated with this is just because they don't respond doesn't mean they don't hear you. They do. They are watching you. I promise they are.
I think one of the things I've learned over time, the more and more I get used to using social media and watching you on social media, I think one of the things I've learned and just really paying attention in the last couple of years, it seems to me like if you're building a business, and you can correct me, when you're building a business, and especially when it's driven online, where you have to have a social media presence, because things have changed, and that's just the way you do business now is through social media. You get a lot of business that way. But I feel like there are four types of people that follow you. So when you're building,
I'm interested in hearing these four types of people
building a business. And this is just, again, I'm not a professional.
Oh,
here.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
I'm going by my observations.
Let's hear it.
So there's four types, right? So I'm going to group a whole bunch of people together, right?
Oh, okay.
So friends and family are, I would say, I'm going to group them together. They're one group.
That's one.
They're following you because you know what? I know Emily Stevens, or Emily Stevens is my wife, you know, or they're saying Emily Stevens is my cousin, whatever. They're following you because they're family.
Right.
So we're going to group that into one group of people, right?
Right.
And then the second group of people is going to be your customers. They're following you because they're shopping from you, right? And your friends and family are probably shopping from you too. But let's be honest, the reason they're following you is because they're friends with you and their family.
Right. They're your warm market. Yes.
So number two would be customers. Number three would be the haters. Right?
Yep.
They're following you because they can't believe you're doing what you're doing, and they're just hoping you fall on your face. Right? That's really all they're...
It's true.
I'm just saying.
It's true.
Or they're wanting to see a video so they can pick it apart and gossip and tell their friends and whatever. You can say it doesn't exist, but honestly, it does. I see it not only on yours, but I see it on my friends, you know, pages that do their businesses. I see it in even pages I follow where like a lot of these grilling pages that I follow, people just can't be nice. Like, and right? We're talking about grown adult men. And it's just like, listen, like, props to you going out there and trying something and actually posting it on the internet for everyone to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you did it. You went out there and did it. Great job. You can judge by the pictures all you want, but no one by a picture, no one knows how that tastes. So a lot of times people will post, oh, well, that looks too dry, or you didn't cook it enough. And it's just like, there's certain people that I completely blocked, not because they commented on my stuff, but because they commented on some of the stuff that people I didn't even know. I didn't want to see their comments on it anymore. So I just completely shut it off because they just didn't have anything nice to say. Like, yep. They're just following the page just to put people down. Right.
Yep.
Then number four, it's going to be the jealous.
The jealous. Okay.
So, and the reason I say the jealous is they're going to definitely follow you. They're going to see the tips you're offering. They're going to see the videos. They're probably going to mimic the videos. They're probably going to take those ideas. I'm not saying the jealous is wrong or it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that they're following you. You have to take that as a compliment. Okay. Because if they're stealing, if they're trying to steal an idea or steal a video or a phrase or a saying, you know, now there's a difference between being jealous and copywriting. So obviously,
right.
You got to know, you know, you got to know you can't copyright material, but I think some people are on there just to, they're only following you because they know what you're doing is working.
Right.
And they don't comment. They're not going to like.
Just watching.
They're just watching.
Pretending not to see you.
And when they're watching, it's because they're jealous.
Well, okay. So let me take your number four, you're jealous, and challenge. Judge. Okay. Challenge. I'm going to loop your jealousy up there with the haters and take that number four spot and say your inspired followers. Because I like to think that maybe someone watching me thinks, hey, she's just like me. I can do that too.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
There's enough. There's enough to go around. Okay. Let's go add a number five.
So let's
the inspired.
I'll say, okay, we got five inspired. Because I think jealous and haters are different. I really do. I think some of them could be the same, but I do honestly believe, I don't think they're hating what you're doing.
Right.
They may just be watching you because they're just a little jealous that you got followers or that you got so many likes. I don't get it. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to be real from my point of view. It doesn't matter if I get 0 likes, I get 100 likes, or I get 10 likes, or I get 50 likes. I don't really care. I'm posting it because I want to post it.
I mean, a couple episodes back, we talked about those vanity metrics. Like, you could have 50 likes on a post, but if you didn't have any monetary value coming from that post, what difference did it make? So that's kind of the track I'm going on here.
And I think we all have a little bit of all five of those in us. I'm not going to lie. So I'm just going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say, because there's people that I follow because they're my friends and family, right?
Sure.
I follow them because I went to high school with them or their family. And then there's people that I shop
from. Are you a hater?
Right?
Do you follow anyone that you're a hater on?
Then I'm a customer. You're jumping ahead.
You're not there yet. I'm sorry.
I'm a customer. So like Meat Church, I'm going to say, is one of them, right?
Right.
So I talk about their products, right?
Right.
The whole reason I started following his videos is because it slipped in on somebody shared a video on a group I was already in. Mm. And I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool. Mm. And then I actually tried the seasoning with one of the seasonings with my brother-in-law. So I was like, well, this is pretty cool. Like, let me do some more research on this. And then that's literally like all I use now. So I follow him because I'm a customer. I follow Matt Pittman and Meat Church because I'm a customer. And then there are some that I won't necessarily, maybe hater is too strong of a word, but I mean, I feel like it goes with it, but I feel like I follow some pages because I just can't I don't know how to put it.
So like almost it, like you got to keep an eye on them, yes, so you can see what they're doing, so you can get out of the way,
yes,
kind of a thing.
Like I need to stay clear.
I get it.
So I was a big Chicago Bulls fan growing up back in the days, right? 80s, 90s, right? So still a huge Bulls fan. We struggle, but you know what? Hey, it's okay. We still had the greatest player to ever play. We had the GOAT, Michael Jordan. And there was the Detroit Pistons, right? They called them the Bad Boys. And I think you watched the 30 for 30 on that.
Yes.
And so there's the Bad Boys, right? I still watch their games.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The reason I watch their games, like I always watch every Bulls game. But if the Pistons were playing, I would watch their games too. And of course, when they played the Bulls, I wanted them to lose by 50 points every time they played the Bulls, right? And when they played other teams, I wanted them to lose. That's why I watch, right? Because I wanted to see another team beat them, right?
Okay, I get
like,
it.
I just couldn't stand it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, the Pistons are playing the Lakers. Had no reason to watch it, but I watched it anyways because I wanted to see the Lakers beat the crap out of them.
I can relate. I follow a few competitor pages just to see what they're doing, to see if they're doing anything better than I'm doing, and maybe I need to up my game a little bit.
Right.
Not competitive brands, just to, you know, to see.
And then I would say part of what I follow is jealous, just for the simple fact of like, I use too harsh words now that I'm thinking about it, but
the reason
I would say jealous is because I would like some of the pages I follow when it comes to grilling. Sorry, I keep talking about grilling, but that's the majority of the pages I follow. And when I'm following the grilling pages, I'm jealous because this guy's doing it on a Traeger Timberline XL that is like $4,000, right?
They're creating FOMO. You're going to, the fear of missing out. You're missing out on that big grill. But
so
you know
it's
what?
Like,
they're marketing to you.
But see what, but at the same time, I'm still using those ideas because I see how they're cooking things.
Mm-hmm.
And I see how they're prepping it. And I may not comment it on the time. And maybe I will, hey, that looks good or something like that.
But you
maybe,
see it.
Maybe I give them a little thumbs up, but I don't do it every time.
Right.
But I'm watching still.
You're
right?
Watching and you're getting value and you're getting better.
And
because
then,
of those pages.
Yes. And then that also leads to being inspired.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, I can take all those, my friends and families, me being a customer, even the pages I hate, you know, the jealousy and, man, I can't believe this guy's got this grill, right? You guys have all seen the little meme of the cartoon where the guy's staring out the window and it's his neighbors out there grilling. And it's the meme that says, I wish that I had Jesse's grill instead
of
Jesse's grill.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen that one.
So there's those pages, right? And then that leads to me being inspired because then it's like there's certain pages and I'll see them cook something and maybe something I wish I had, but I can cook it with what I have.
You can still
right?
cook it. That's what, why you how you come up with all these amazing recipes and make all this amazing food for me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here for it.
So
keep doing what you're doing.
So it's not bad.
It's
like
working.
That group isn't necessarily bad. Like even though it says haters and jealous, it's not necessarily bad.
I
because
like your explanation.
They're still.
It out.
It's still leading to the end result, right?
Right.
So
you get it.
Even if you have those five, I said originally said four, we switch it to five. Even though you have all those fives in there, it still, regardless of what it is, what group those people following you are in, it still leads to the end result. You still have people following.
Exactly. And the end result is what I'm saying. Like, okay, someone that is following you that hasn't taken action with you, it doesn't mean they won't. It just means they're not ready yet. But as you keep posting and you keep talking about your business and your product and your brand, you're continuing to prime them to get them ready to be at the point where they are ready. I have a great example of this just last week before we left for vacation, a friend who hadn't shopped for me before, I haven't talked to her in a very, very long time, called me, actually messaged me on Messenger out of the blue, wanting some Bug Guard. You know, Bug Guard is a staple here at Avon. It's our bug repellent product. Anyway, she was getting ready to go camping and needed her Bug Guard. And of course, after talking with her and finding out some more of her needs, we hooked her up with some Solaire sunscreen. That's the sunscreen that's like skincare. It's so good. But anyway, we got her hooked up with a really great order. And as she's talking to me about the things that she needs, she says, you know, I was sitting there scrolling the Instagram reels on my phone, and there you were. You were popped up on my screen, and you were doing something in your backyard, and you were showing the Bug Guard, and that reminded me, I need Bug Guard before we go camping. So if you follow me on social media at Beauty Boss Essentials, I do lots of reels. You know, sometimes they're silly, sometimes they're educational, sometimes, you know, they're tutorials or whatever. So there I was, you know, showing my summer products in my reel. And that is what got her attention. That is what, like, finally flipped that switch. And she was ready. She was ready to become a customer. So now she's in my VIP group. We're already talking about her second order. She's on my email list, and she's now a customer. And it's because I stayed consistent on social media. I stayed in front of her, you know, through reels and stories and posting consistently on social media. And finally, she was ready. And that's the whole point. Like, you're not always going to get immediate results when you're posting on social media, but if you stick with it and you're consistent with it and you're still being yourself and you're still offering value, you know, go back to my three rules, my three E's for better content on social media. So first, we're going to entertain. And that's where, you know, those fun videos and silly reels can come in. We're going to entertain, grab their attention. Number two, we're going to educate. So you might teach them a little bit about a product or do a tutorial, do a before and after. And number three, the final one is engage. And that's where you have a CTA, a call to action. That's where you're commenting. That's where you're answering messages from your stories. That's when you make the connection between friend and family and follower to customer and make your money. That's where you do it. So showing up on social media, it does work. It does work if you stay consistent and show up as yourself. While you're showing up on social media as yourself with your product, don't forget to show people the lifestyle that they can get with your product. So avoid trying to do too much of the product listing of ingredients. Nobody wants to hear a giant list of ingredients. People want to know what the product is going to do for them. What outcome are they going to get with that product? How is it going to make their life better? So my friend that's going camping, I mean, I can tell her all day long all about Avon's Bug Guard. I could say, oh, it's America's number one deep free bug repellent, and it has I could list all the ingredients in Bug Guard, but all she really cares about is that her kids aren't going to get bit up by mosquitoes when they're camping. That's really what she cares about, is the result that product is going to give her. So keep that in mind when you're sharing your products. Share the story of the outcome that product is going to give your customer in their real life. IRL, right, Matt?
IRL.
So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about, you know, kind of that concept of build it and they will come. We talked about the Field of Dreams a little bit while we were on vacation because, you know, that's in Iowa, which is, you know, adjacent to Indiana. Field of Dreams is in Iowa. That's, you know, the movie with Kevin Costner where he builds a baseball field and all these old Yankee players. No, White Yankee? Sox. White Sox. Oh, sorry, White Sox. I thought it was Babe Ruth, no?
No, White Sox.
Jeez, I'm botching the whole movie story. Anyway, the whole storyline of the movie was build it and they will come. So he was supposed to build this baseball field and the people would come and, I don't know, the farm was saved. I forget the whole...
We'll have to rewatch it.
You have to rewatch it. Anyway, you get the idea. Build it and they will come. Because sometimes, all the time, the actions that you're taking now are building what your business can become in the future. And it's I think it's the same concept for like who you are, like the person that you're becoming and developing. Like the past has shaped who you are now. But the choices you are making right now are shaping your future self and your future success because your habits are shaped by what you're doing now. Like your habits are shaping your mindset and really can determine your success, right? Have you ever heard that expression, dress for the job you want, not the job you have? It's kind of that same mindset. Like show up as the person you want to be before you become that person. Show up as her before you can become her.
And I've said it over and over again, I know people have different opinions. People follow people for different reasons, again what we've been talking about. I like to follow people because when I follow people, I like to see the realness. Like,
yeah,
I like watching lives where people mess up. I mean, it's okay. Like it shows me, to me, it's like, that's like the true, I'm seeing the true person.
That they're real and yeah. You can see yourself more in them.
Yeah, and I've talked about it, like some of the best things when you're watching a show is like watching the bloopers at the end where the actors are messing up and stuff like that, and they're laughing, and you kind of get an idea for how they are in real life, like you said, IRL, in real life. And what you're saying is so on point for me, because that's the kind of people I follow, is the people that I know are going to be, that are real and genuinely themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when somebody gets on there, and you all know it, I've done the voice on here before, and it's the car salesman commercial, right? Like as soon as I hear it on a radio,
you know exactly.
You turn it, and you see it on the TV, you turn it because you just get tired of it,
it's
right?
It's cringy.
Because you know it's just not real. Like, you're not going to walk in and they're going to be like, here's 1,000 balloons for walking in the door today. Congratulations. Like, you're going to have a payment for the next 30 years, you know? And it's like, well, hold on. They're trying to make it look like it's just so glamorous when you know it really isn't, right? So we all have experienced that. We all see when you show up on there and you're being a used car salesman, like, come on down and buy this for $3.99, only $3.99. That's 700 payments of $1. Like, you know, and it's like, you don't want to hear that, right? Like you just don't. And I would say the majority of us are turning the channel. And in this social media, the majority of us, as soon as it starts out that way, we're scrolling down.
It's true. Up,
however you do it.
It's true. Being yourself on social is super important because I promise you people can tell. But at the same time, you know, when it comes to, you know, dressing for the job you want, not the job you have. So if you're scared to be on social media and you want to get brave, well, guess what? You got to do it scared. If you want to be heard and if you want to grow your following and start making a difference on social media, you got to use your voice. You got to show up. If you wish you were more confident, you got to act confident. And if you want to level up, you know, whether that be your leadership title or your sales title, you got to act like you've been there before and do the things that someone at that level would do. You have to wear the pants you want to wear.
And that's different. That's different than what, you know, when you hear that, I know some people are probably going, well, that's not me. And you just said, be myself. That this is different. We're not meaning be fake, like, but be the authentic person that you are, to be brave, to be heard, and to be confident.
Exactly.
I know the difference. Like, I can go on there and be confident, and I can say, we talk like we're just talking now and be very confident. Or I can say, hey, Emily, how's your day going? Everything's going great today, right? Please, yeah, it's 100%. Everything is wonderful.
Please don't talk to me that way. No.
You see the difference?
Right.
That's what I'm meaning. I can talk confident both ways, but you know which way is fake and which way is authentic.
It's 100% true. 100% true. I also think it's important to invest in yourself. And I'm not talking monetarily. I'm not talking, you know, going out and buying yourself a Michael Kors purse or anything tangible like that. What I mean is invest in you, like bettering yourself. Read a book. Read a book related to your industry. Knowledge is power.
I do this a lot. So I don't read as much as I probably should, but I really do enjoy reading, and I probably read more than most people think I do. I really like autobiographies, and I really like motivational books. So I did take a little screenshot of two of them that I really enjoy that's work-related for me that pertains more to my business.
Oh, let's hear it.
And, of course, now my phone's not going to pull up. but one of the ones I did that I enjoyed, it's an easy read. It's only like, I think it's like 100 pages, something like that. And it's called Winning with Accountability by Henry J. Evans. Especially being in the food retail business that I'm in. Mm-hmm. It definitely teaches you how to hold your associates accountable, your managers accountable, mm-hmm. the people that work for you accountable, and how to do it successfully, because accountability is a very good thing, but it over time it has become almost like a bad thing in business. Like when you say I got to hold them accountable, everyone's like, ooh, somebody's getting in trouble. That's not what it is. We're holding, there's two ways to hold people accountable. And it explains all these different ways, because you want to hold them accountable for the things they do, the actions they do, but both good and bad. So there's things we can improve on. There's things that need immediate correction, and there's things they're doing great at. And holding them accountable also includes holding them accountable for the things they're great at.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing. The other book, and I read this one recently, and I think you've actually been reading it too, is The Miracle Morning.
I was going to say that one.
By Hal Elrod.
Yes.
It's a great, great book. And again, another easy read.
Very easy read.
Jennifer Francis actually is the one that recommended that book to me. And I started reading it. And I loved it. And it definitely changed, no matter what you do, like whenever you read a book, you there's going to be bits and pieces of it, just like when you watch a video, there's going to be bits and pieces of it you take with you. You don't necessarily have to follow everything to the T, right? You certainly can, but there's certain things that I've taken from that book and applied to my morning routines, mm-hmm. whether it is when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, or 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And there's different things that I've done during those, just little bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily follow every routine that he does in the morning, but I've definitely taken bits and pieces of that and applied that to my mornings. And it's definitely helped me start my day off on the right foot.
I loved that book. And actually, I read it again on the way up to Indiana, and I was marking it and highlighting it and circling all the bits and pieces that I loved. And I actually just lent it to my sister. And she is a stay-at-home mom, and it doesn't work in any kind of industry like we do, but she was just saying how she had decided to get up a half hour early to get her breakfast by herself and get her workout done, and how much better she feels now that she's got that time to herself and her time to kind of set her intentions for the day. And I'm like, you're gonna love this book. I just got done reading. It's really good.
And I think that's why I like a lot of biographies too, is you learn a lot of different things that people did in their life that helped make changes in their life. And you see the routines that they made, what they did every day when they woke up, what they had for breakfast. Like, I mean, you could break it down. And I think that's why I like biography so much, because you can take bits and pieces out so much, because you know that these people were successful and there are certain things that really did set them apart from everyone else. Michael Jordan, I have a ton of biographies on Michael Jordan, and just the competitiveness, you know, people, we knew he's the greatest player of all time, and you knew that he had just this phenomenal skill, but it wasn't like he just woke up and he was that way. It took a lot of dedication. It took a lot of effort. It took, you know, everyone that talks about him has said he's an intense competitor. Not saying everything about him was great, but I am saying his mindset was great. He was an intense competitor. And they told you practices, they weren't his teammates. They weren't nervous when they went on the court for games, because that was kind of like a break for them. And they talked, and I think it was like Steve Kerr that mentioned that in, I could be wrong, but I think it was Steve Kerr that mentioned it in the documentary that ESPN had done recently, that 6-part documentary. And that was, Jordan was intense during practices, and he did that for a reason, because guess what? When those guys went on the court, they weren't nervous. They knew what to do. And those six championships that they won, those six teams are considered some of the great teams in NBA history. And a lot of that, yes, it has to do with the individual players too, but a lot of it had to do with how intense and how much he pushed his teammates during practice.
I love stories like that, that kind of give you a window into what their routine looked like and what pushed them to get to where they are, you know, those super successful people. And I think that's so true. The really successful people in your field or your industry, I think you'll be really surprised to find that most of those people are willing to share, and they're willing to tell the story of how they got to where they are. So take note of that. I have some super good resources over on my blog, and they're free at beautybossessentials.com. Another great resource for people in the beauty industry is timelessbeautylessons.com. So Jennifer Francis, myself, super willing to share, you know, how we got to where we are. So take advantage of those resources. Always willing to share. This was super fun. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Can we ask you a favor? Wherever you're listening, whatever platform you're on, could you leave us a rating and review? It helps us so much, and we'd love to give you a shout out right here on the podcast. We'll see you next week.